Today's Amud is Yevamos Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, 14 lines up from the bottom, by the word Safek Ubnei Yavam. So, mostly the beginning of the Perek has been discussing a case where you had Reuven who didn't have any children, and Reuven died without having any children. So his wife, Mrs. Reuven, fell to Yibum to Shimon. Now, Ubnei Gea later, but Reuven and Shimon's father's name, we know, is Yaakov. So Yaakov has two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven died without having any children. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibum to Shimon. Shimon goes ahead, and before waiting, instead of waiting the 3 months that he was supposed to wait before being Miabi, Mrs. Reuven, so let's say he only waited 2 months. He waited 2 months, and 7 months later, Mrs. Reuven has a baby. So now we don't know, is this a 7th month pregnancy and the father's name is Shimon? Or was this a 9 month pregnancy and Reuven fathered this child right before he died? There's no way to know. So it's a suffix if this baby's father is Reuven or Shimon. So the beginning of the parak spoke about the Evan Ezer chelik of the Shaila. Now we began speaking about the Choshe Mishpan aspect of the Shaila, when a person doesn't know who his father is, when he doesn't know if his father is Reuven or his father is Shimon, so it creates different sveikos when it comes to Yerusha. So two halachas that we mentioned already, is that we said that if this Suffolk child and Shimon, who the Gemara calls the Yavam, if the Suffolk and the Yavam, the Suffolk child, who's a Suffolk ben Shiva to Shimon, or a Suffolk ben Teisha to Reuven, if this Suffolk child and the Yavam, Shimon, goes to divide up Reuven's assets, so each one has a valid claim, each one has a claim to 100% to all the assets. The Suffolk is coming to claim that I'm really a child of Reuven. I'm Reuven's son. So Memela, I get all of Reuven's assets. I get everything he owns. I get the entire Yerusha. But the Yavam, Shimon, says to the Suffolk, that what are you talking about? You're my child. I did Yibam, and the Yerusha goes totally to me. This is your uncle's Nechasim. This has nothing to do with you. I get all the Yerusha. So each one has a claim to 100% of the Yerusha. The halacha is Mamun Amuto B'Safik is Chalken. So they divide it 50-50. 50% goes to the Safik, and 50% goes to Shimon, goes to the Yavam. And another halacha that we mentioned is that if, let's say, the Safik is coming to take from Shimon, let's say the Safik is coming to take from Shimon. The Safik is coming to take Shimon's Nechasim, and because Shimon now died, and Shimon's other children, let's say a case where Shimon has two other children, it'll be Nagea later, Talmud Chesam and Aleph. Shimon has two other children, so Shimon has two other children, and they're coming to say that, no, we get the Yerusha. So the children of Shimon and this Safik, they're arguing about the Yerusha. The Safik is coming to claim that he's a son of Shimon. He's a son of Shimon, and therefore he gets a third of the Yerusha. He's a regular brother. He's just like the two other sons of Shimon. And Memela, Shimon has three children, so he gets one third of the Yerusha. And the other, the B'nai Shimon, that we know are the B'nai Shimon, the other children of Shimon tell the Suffolk that, what are you talking about? Who says that your father's name is Shimon? Maybe your father is Reuven, and you're not shayach to Shimon's Yerusha. You're not shayach to Shimon's Nechasim. You get nothing. So the halacha is, the Suffolk's a Suffolk, the B'nai Shimon are a Vadai, in Suffolk, Maitzi B'nai Vadai, and the Suffolk is going to get nothing. The Suffolk doesn't get anything, and the B'nai Shimon, they split the Yerusha 50-50 amongst themselves. The Suffolk child doesn't get anything because he can't prove anything. He's a Suffolk, and a Maitzi Mechaver, all of Haraya, in Suffolk, Maitzi B'nai Vadai, it's Mamela, he's not going to get anything. Says the Gemara now a new case. Says the Gemara, Suffolk Ubnei Yavam, Shabayu Lachlaik B'nichse Yavam, you have the Suffolk child, and you have the children of Shimon, the B'nai Yavam, and they're coming to divide up the Nichse Yavam. So, that doesn't seem to, we already spoke about this case, Batsem, and we said that in such a situation, that was the second case we said over in Agdama, that in such a case, so the Suffolk's a Suffolk, the B'nai Yavam are a Vadai, ain't Suffolk Maitzim B'nai Vadai, so the Suffolk's not going to get anything. However, this case has a little bit of a twist to it. They're coming to divide up the Nichse Yavam. They're coming to divide up Shimon's Nechasim. Lebasar de Palag Yavam beNichse Misna. After the Safek and Shimon, the Yavam, already divided up the Nechasim 50-50. Meaning what happened was is like this. The story started off with the first case we mentioned. The story started off that we have this Safek child, and we have the Yavam, we have Shimon. And they're arguing about Reuven's assets. They're arguing about Reuven's Yerusha. We said in such a case, the Safik is saying, I'm a son of Reuven, I get all of the Yerusha. And Shimon is saying that, no, you're my son, this is your uncle, you're not Shayach to the Yerusha, I get the entire Yerusha. We said it's Mamana Mutl V'Safik, and therefore Yachleiku. They split it 50-50. So now Shimon just got 50% of Reuven's Nechasim, and the Safik got the other 50%. Afterwards, Shimon dies. Now Shimon dies, and the B'nai Shimon and the Safik are arguing about Shimon's Yerusha. So we said before that technically the Safik has no rights to it because he's only a Safik. And the B'nai Shimon could tell him, prove to us that you're really our brother. However, in this case it gets a little bit different because says the Gemara that the B'nai Avim Amri, I see Raya Dachuna At Vishko. The same thing that we had before, the same Taina. Prove it to us that you're really our brother. Maybe you're a son of Reuven. Maybe you're not really our brother. Since you're not, you can't prove that you're our brother, so we're not going to give you a third of the Yerusha. We're not going to give you anything. You can't prove that you're our brother. If you could prove that you're our brother, so then you could take, but until then, you're not taking anything. However, Amar Luhu Safik. In this case, the Safik could say back to them, wait a second, do you hear what you're saying? Do you understand what you're saying? Manif Shaychu. Whichever way you're going to go with it, I deserve something over here. Because Mimanif Shach. I Achu. If I'm your brother, if I'm really your brother, so then Havli Menasa Bahadaihu. So then I should get a third, just like you guys are each getting a third. I should also get a third. I'm an even brother. We're three brothers. Vi bar misna ana. And if you're gonna tell me that, no, prove it to me that I'm your brother, maybe you're really a son of Reuven. Wait a second. If I'm the son of Reuven, that means it comes out that Shimon took, when he took 50% of Reuven's nechasim, so then that was really mine because I'm a son of Reuven. So havuli palga de palgavuchin bahadai. So then give me back that other half. So mimanif shach, you owe me some money right now. Either I'm the son of Reuven, in which case your father took 50% of Reuven's Yerusha, give it back to me. Or I'm your brother, in which case I get a third of Shimon's Yerusha. So make up your minds. Or whatever way you're going to tell it to me, either I'm the son of Reuven or I'm the son of Shimon, I definitely deserve something in this case. That's what the suffix taina is. So what? What's the halacha? Says the Gemara to Machlaikas. Rav Abba Amar Rav, Kam Dina. We say Yisoid, it comes up also, besides in Chayshe Mishpat, it also comes up in Isra Beheter, it comes up in Chayshe Mishpat. It's a big Yisoid in halacha called Kam Dina. Then, no, once the halacha is paskened, so then it's over. Meaning, the B'nai Shimon are going to say to the Safik that maybe you're really a son of Reuven. So you can't take a third with us because maybe you're not our brother. Maybe you're a son of Reuven. So what's the suffix tying it back? That, oh really? I'm a son of Reuven? So then your father was wrong for taking 50% of Reuven's Yerusha. The answer to that taina is that no, kam dina. Once the din was already established, then it doesn't go back. Meaning, at the time that Shimon was arguing with the Safik about Reuven's Yerusha, the halacha was, mamma namutta b'safik yachleiku. They split it in half. And so Shimon got half of Reuven's nechasim. And it was rightfully so that he deserved half of it. If so, afterwards, we can never go back and change that psak. It's called kam dina. That's not going to change. So the B'nai Yavam, the B'nai Shimon could tell the Safik that maybe you're a son of Reuven and therefore you can't take a third. The Safik has no ability to then say back that, oh really, if I'm the son of Reuven, so then give me back that other 50%. About that other 50%, it's too late. It's already kam dina, there was already a din about it. It was established that 50% goes to Shimon, and so no matter what, the Safik can never get that back. The Ramban explains that it has to do with the idea that if we're going to be mevatel the original chalukah, so then ma'kaya Bezdin Yafe. It's going to make it seem that Bezdin's psak doesn't have a lot of strength, that now we're going to reverse the earlier psak. So therefore, no, kam dina, once Bezdin issues a psak, so then we don't go back on that psak. Regarding the mechanics of how such a thing would work, so there's different shitas, the Trumas Hadesha and the Chelik Aleph, Simon Shin Yud, he explains that it works midin yish. Once Bezdin paskin, that the other half of Reuven's Yerusha goes to the Avam, it goes to Shimon, so then the Safik is miyayish about it. And Mamela, it's actually halachically Shimon's, and that's how the Bezdin has the ability to then say that, come Dina, we're not going to go back. We're not going to go back on that psak. The reason why they're not going to go back is because Mkmakayach Bez Din Yafe. But the mechanics for how they're able to, meaning what do you mean? They're stealing from Ruvain. It's Ruvain's money. It's the suffix money. If it's the suffix money, what right do they have not to go back? The right is because there's Yish. Once there's Yish, so then they don't have a responsibility to then go back on the original psak. That's the pshat of the Trumas Hadeshin. That's what's brought by the Ramah in Chayshei Mishpat Simon Reish HaMaches of Gimel. The problem with that explanation is that then it should come out that if you have a katan, if the suffix a katan, who's not a bar yush, he's not a bar mechila, so then maybe it shouldn't work. That should be Kiveger's kasha on the Trumas Hadeshin on the Ramah, is that if so, then if you have a suffix, if the suffix a katan, so he's not a bar mechila and yush, so then we shouldn't say kamdina. But that's the pshat that the Ramah brings. The other pshat is the pshat of the Tumim and Simon Chafei and the end of the Kitzatak Fakayin and also in the Nesivis and Simon Reishpei Sifka and Aleph, that they say it's within Hefker Bezdin Hefker Bezdin as the bill to take money from one person and give it to another person. They have such an ability, hefker bez and hefker, and therefore they have no responsibility to go back. And therefore they're not going to go back because MK Makayach bez din yafe. So therefore kam dina and Safik has no taina that if I'm really the son of Reuven, I should get the other half back. Doesn't work like that. Says Rav Abba, kam dina. That's Rav Abba's psak in this matzif. However, if Yirmiyah Amar, that no, Hadar Dina, that he doesn't hold that, that we're nervous about Bezdin's Kayachu, at least in this case, and Ravina and Rav Yirmiyah says that no, Hadar Dina, we're going to go back. So Limanavshach, the Bnei Yavim have to decide, they're either going to give the Safik a third of Shimon's entire Yerusha, his entire estate, or they're going to go back and give back to the Safik the other half that their father, that Shimon took originally from the original Chalukah. But they can't win out on both ends. That would be a steer b'nei ubeid. They have to decide, is he either a son of Reuben or is he a son of Shimon? Whichever one is less, that's what they'll have to give to the Safik. Now says the Gemara that this idea of whether or not we say kam dina or hadar dina, says the Gemara that lema b'plukta the admin v'rabbanan kamiflegi. It seems to be the same machlaikas of a different machlaikas tanaim between admin and the rabbanan. That now we learned in the Mishnah Meseches Ksuvis, the Mishnah says like this, that misha halach l'medinas hayam, you have a person who went overseas, v'avdolay derech sedeyu, and then he forgot and he lost out on the way to his field. The case is like this. A person owned a field, and let's say if you use the Gemara as our map, he owned the Gemara. The entire Gemara on our page, that was the field that this, let's say Reuven will call him, Reuven owns this field. The field is the shape of this Gemara. The entire margin around the page was owned by other people. Was owned by someone else. The entire margin around the page was owned by someone else. So how did Reuven ever get into his field? How did he ever park his car and walk into his field? He can't just trespass into someone else's field. The answer is that he had a path. He had a path that the person on the outside field either sold him or was always included in Reuven's field. He had a certain path that got to his field, and that was the path that he always used. However, Reuven then went out of town, and he was out for a while. He came back, and he forgot. No one remembered which one was Reuven's path. There's a lot of different paths that technically went into the field in the middle, that went into Reuven's field. But no one remembered which one was Reuven's path. So he went out overseas, he came back, and he was of the way Derech Sedeyu. He forgot, everybody forgot, nobody remembered exactly which was the path to his field. So the halacha is like this. Admoin Amar, Admoin says that Yelich Biksara, whichever is the shortest path, whichever is going to involve giving over to Reuven the least amount of real estate, so that's what we'll call Shimon, the guy on the outside, that's what Shimon has to give over to Reuven. Whichever path is going to be the shortest, we can't make Shimon give up anything more than that. Hamaitzi Mechaver Olav Araya, Reuven has no Raya that he owns anything more than that, but whichever path will be giving up the least amount of real estate, so he'll have to give that over to Reuven. Reuven for sure owned the path, we don't know which one, so give him the smallest one. The Chachamim say that no, that Yikach Leiderach B'Me'amana, if he wants a path, he's going to have to purchase it, he's going to have to buy it, even if it means he's going to have to pay 100 mana, a very expensive amount. It's too bad, he's going to have to buy it, he doesn't remember which is his path. If he wants a path into the field, he's going to have to purchase it, even if Shimon charges him an expensive, a large amount of money. Yifrach Ba'avir, or he could find some other way to get to his field, he could fly in the air. Little did, or a lot did Chazal know that there may be such a thing would be possible one day. So if he doesn't want to buy a path, he'll have to fly in. Now it says the Gemara that Vahavinimba, we asked on the Rabbanon that Shapir Kamer Admoin, that what's Pshan in the Chachamim? What's Pshat? We know that Reuven has some sort of path through Shimon's field into Reuven's field. We know that Reuven has a path there. And so it's fine. You want to give him the smallest one, give him the smallest one. But L'chayr Shapir Kamer Anmoin, that Anmoin is correct, that Shimon has to give him something. He has to give him at least the smallest path. Why would the Chachamim say that Shimon is off the hook? Zva'am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that Hacha B'maya Skinon K'goin She'kifua Arba B'nei Adam Me'arba Ruchais. We're talking about a case where it's not Shimon who owns the paths in all the fields around Reuven's field. It's owned by four different people. It's owned by Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. And Mamela, when Reuven comes back from his vacation, he's going to go to Shimon. He's going to say, hey, maybe my path was through your field. Shimon could say, nope, I think maybe it was Yehuda's. Yehuda's going to come, nope, I think maybe it was Levi's. Yehuda, Levi's, maybe it was Yisachar's. Each one could point to the other, like Paro going around in the night. And everyone's pointing to the different direction. So therefore, there's nothing that Reuven could do to get his path back. That's the Pshat in the Chachamim. It's because being that it's owned by four different people, so you can't demand from any single one of them that they should give up part of their field, even if in their field is the smallest path. But you could say, but who says it was Bechlal in my path? Maybe it was in someone else's field. And therefore, that's why Reuven can never get his path back. He's going to have to purchase it. Well, says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the Pshat in the Chachamim, so then my time at the Admain. So then why would Admain say that the person with the smallest path has to give it up? Why would he have to give it up? Va'ama Rava, so Rava explained that no, you misunderstood. But Arba, the Asu Mikayach Arba, if you had four people that are currently with the ownership of the fields, and they bought it from four other people that originally owned the fields, or Va'arba, the Asu Mikayach Had, or you have four people that own the fields now, and they bought it from an individual who used to own it, so then Enachanami, Kuliyamolei Pligi, the Matsu Madchilei. So then everybody agrees that being that Lamaisa right now it's owned by four people, even if once upon a time it was owned by one person, since Lamaisa right now it's owned by Shimon Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. So Reuven, when he gets back from his vacation, he can't demand from any one of them to give him a portion of their field for his derech into his field, because each one could push him off to someone else. So that everybody would agree that the Chachamim would be right, that in such a case, if Reuven wants a path, he would have to buy it. That everybody agrees to. Ki pligi b'chad asli mikayach arba. The machlekes is that if let's say at the original time when Reuven had possession of this field in his path, so the field all around was owned by four people. It was owned by four people, and now one mega person, one rich Zvulun came, and he bought everyone's field. He bought Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar's. He bought all the fields. Zvulun came, and now he's the sole owner of all the fields around Reuven's. So now Reuven gets back from his vacation, and he approaches Zvulun, and he says, Zvulun, I know for a fact I have a path through your property into my field, so give me something. You give me the smallest one, fine, but give me at least the smallest one. So in such a case, Admoin Savar Matzi Amarle Mikom Makum Darki Gabach, that yeah, Reuven has a taina. He could say, no matter which field it originated in, I have definitely a path that's by you, so give it to me, give me the smallest one, fine, but you have to give me some sort of path. So that's what Admoin held. However, Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold that no, that the Amar Lei, that Zevulun could say to Reuven that Ishaskas, if you want to be quiet, you want to buy a path, so fine, I'll let you buy a path, I'll sell it to you. However, V'iloi, if you're going to make a fuss about it, so then Mahadar Nishnara L'marayu, I'm going to return these fields to Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, and then guess what's going to happen? V'loi Matzis L'eshtu Yedina Bahadayu, you're not going to be able to say anything to them. So that's what the Chachamim say, that's the Chachamim's tiny. That's the Chachamim's taina, that's what Zvulun could say, that's really what Zvulun could taina back to Reuven. That since originally it was owned by four people, and you don't have a taina, so therefore now also you don't have a taina. So Lamer of Abba, the Amar Karabanan, Rav Yirmiyah, the Amar Ka'admain. So this is what the Gemara wants to say now, that the machlaikas that we had before, about the Safik and the Bnei Yavam, that are coming to divide up the Nichsei Yavam, the Nichsei Shimon, after Shimon already collected Yerusha from Reuven, and Rav Abba said, Kam Dina, Rav Yirmiyah said, Hadar Dina, that Dan Lachaira is the same machlaikas as the machlaikas Anmain and the Chachamim over here. meaning that the Chachamim, who are like Rav Abba, who says, Kam Dina, since before the field around Reuven's was owned by four people, and at that point, Reuven would have no right to take any sort of path to his field, so Kam Dina, and now even though now it's owned by Zvulun, it's owned by one person, still it's too late, Kam Dina, and therefore Reuven is not, it doesn't have any claim, he can't take a path into Zvulun's field, through Zvulun's property into his field. However, Admon holds like Rav Yirmia, who says Hadar Dina, who says that even though it's true that originally when it was owned by four people, Reuven didn't have a taina, Lamaisa, now that it's only owned by one, so now Reuven has his taina. So that's the machlekes l'chayre. The machlekes between the Chachamim and Admon is the same as the machlekes between Rav Abba and Rav Yirmia about whether or not we say Kam Dina or Hadar Dina. To which the Gemara says that no, it's not muchach. And Amar Lach Rav Abba. Rav Abba, who said by our case, Kam Dina, Rav Abba could tell you that I know the Amri Afilu Ka'admain, that I could even be going like Admain. I'm not limited to be saying like the Chachamim. It could be even Admain is masking to me that in general we say Kam Dina. Ad Ka'an like Amr Admain Hasam Elamishim Da Amr Lemi Manavshach. Over there, the reason why the halach is different is because like Admain says, the person, Reuven, when he comes back from his vacation, he has a Mimanavshach, the Darki Chad Gabach, that I have a path that's Bayu. He has a very clear taina. He has a taina zvadai. I have a taina zvadai that I for sure have a path in your field, Zvulun. Zvulun, there is a path that's in your property that belongs to me. So he's a very clear taina. He has a mimanufshach. It's definitely in Zvulun's property. And therefore, Admain says that Zvulun has to give up something. He has to give up a path and give it over to Reuven. Because Reuven has a taina mimanufshach, darki gabachu, that I have a path that's Bayu, avol hacha. But in the case where the Safek and the Bnei Yavam are arguing about the Yerusha, Avol Hacha Mi'ikel Meimar Hachi, does the Safek really have a Tainas Vadai? The Safek doesn't have a Tainas Vadai. He has a Mimanavshach. He has a two Sveikas. He says, maybe I'm a son of Reuven, in which case, give me back 50% of what your father took already. Or maybe I'm a son of Shimon, in which case I get to split the Yerusha with you. So he doesn't even know himself what he is. He doesn't know what his father's name is. He doesn't know what his name is. He's Safik ben what? Is he Safik ben Reuven or Safik ben Shimon? He has no idea. So he doesn't even have a Taina's Bari. He doesn't have a Vadai Taina. Oh, he's coming and he's saying that, oh, I for sure have something. So when he's coming and he's saying that maybe I'm Reuven's child, so they're going to say, no, but maybe you're Shimon's. He's saying, oh, maybe I'm Shimon's child. They'll say, no, maybe you're Reuven's child. He doesn't have any sort of Taina's Bari, and therefore, in my case, the halacha is Kam Dina, and the Safik doesn't get anything. And maybe even Admin would agree to me. It was only in his case where Reuven has a Taina's Vadai. He has a Tainas Bari, so that's why Reuven gets the path in that story over there. And Rav Yirmia Amar Lach, in Rav Yirmia, who in our case of the Safik in the Bnei Yavam, Rav Yirmia says, Hadar Dina, Rav Yirmia could tell you, that anad the Amir filu l'Rabbanan. That my shita fits even within the shita of the Rabbanan. And kan, like Ami Rabbanan Hasam, the Rabbanan only said their din over there that we do not make Zvulun give up a path. Elamishum de Amarle, it's because Zvulun has a taina back to Reuven. Zvulun could tell him that Ishaskas, Viloy Madar Nishtar Lumarayu, if you don't be quiet, I could return the star back to its owners, and then you're gonna get nothing. Viloy Matislash Tuye Dina Bahadayu, and you're not gonna be able to say anything to them. So therefore, since he has a taina, since Zvulun has a taina, that's why the Reuven doesn't get a path. Avol hacha, but says Rav Yirmia, but in our case of the Safek, the Bnei Yavam, mi'ikul ameimar hachi, the Bnei Yavam don't have any sort of taina like that to say. They don't have a taina. It wasn't because it had nothing to do with Kam Dina, Hadar Dina, and the Chachamim story over there was a specific type of case. It was because the Zvulun has a taina. He has a taina that I could do something that makes it that you get nothing, and therefore that's it. I have a migu that I could give it back to the other four owners, and you wouldn't get anything, so therefore now you get nothing, as opposed to in our case with the Safek and the Bnei Yavam don't have any sort of taina like that. They're lost. You know, you the Safek's going to get something, either else being this Ben Reuven or else being a Ben Shimon, and the Bnei Yavam have no way to get out of that. So therefore, that's why even the Chachamim would agree, says Rav Yirmia, they would agree to me that by the case of the Safek and the Bnei Yavam, so then the Bnei Yavam have to give up something to the Safek. Says the Gemara now a new case. Safek v'yavam shebayu lach like benichse saba. So now a new case. Now we're getting to Yaakov. Like we mentioned before, that Reuven who died, he had a brother Shimon. Their father's name was Yaakov. Yaakov. So now you have over here that you have this Safek, who's a Safek if he's a Ben Shimon or a Ben Reuven. You have the Safek and you have the Yavam. You have Shimon. And they're coming lach like benichse saba. They're coming to divide up the nechasim of Yaakov. Yaakov died, the grandfather of the Safek. No matter what, he's the Safek's grandfather. Either Reuven's father or Al Shimon's father. It's definitely the Safek's grandfather. So the Safek and the Yavam are coming to divide up the nechse saba. So what's the halacha? So Safek amar hai gavra bar misnehu. The Safek says about himself that he's the son of the dead brother. He's the son of Reuven. And Memela, he takes Reuven's place in the Yerusha. Since Reuven had a child, so he takes over for Reuven. That's the halacha of a grandson. And Memela, upalga didihu. And therefore he says that I get Reuven's chelik. I'm going to split the Yerusha with you, Shimon. I'm like your brother. So I'm taking over Reuven's Yerusha. And Memela, I'm like your brother. We split it 50-50. I get 50% of Yaakov's Yerusha. However, the Yavam Amar, Shimon says back to the Safek that what are you talking about? Ad b'ray didiad. You're my child, v'leslach v'leimidi. And being that I'm alive and well, so you get nothing. The whole entire Yerusha goes to me. So in this case, the Safek has a taina shema, that maybe I'm Reuven's child, and therefore I get 50%. And the Yavam has a taina's bari. He's saying that for sure I'm getting at least 50%, and really I'm saying that I get the entire thing because you're my son. The halacha is have a yavam vaday v'safik safik vein safik mighty midei vaday. Being that the Safek, he has no clear taina. He doesn't know what he is. He can't say for sure that he's Reuven's son. He can't say for sure that he's Shimon's son. He doesn't really know what he is. So therefore, his whole taina is a taina Safek against Shimon, who's for sure a Yairish. Shimon's vaday a Yairish. The Safek is a Safek Yairish. But Melo, the entire Yerusha goes to Shimon. Vein Safek mighty midei vaday. The Safek can't take away from the vaday. So therefore, the entire Yerusha goes to the Avam. It goes to Shimon. A new case. Safek ubnei yavam shebayu lachlek benichsei saba. Let's say you have the Safek and you have the bnei yavam that are now coming to divide up Yaakov, the father, the saba's Yerusha. And to make things clear, we'll use an example and we'll say that the Yerusha is $600. So the Yerusha is $600 and you have the Safek and the bnei yavam that are coming to divide this Yerusha of $600. So now the Safek amar, the Safek says about himself that ahu gavra bar misnehu. That he says about himself that he's the son of Reuven. And being that he's the son of Reuven, so palga didihu, that he gets to split the Yerusha with Shimon Kaviyachu, Shimon's not alive anymore, but he Kiilu splits the Yerusha with Shimon, and Mameila, he gets 50%, and the Bnei Shimon get 50%, but he gets $300, he's coming to claim that he gets $300, he gets 50% of the Yerusha. Whereas, Ubnei Yavam Amri, the Bnei Yavam say to the Safek, that what are you talking about? Achuna'an, you're our brother, so you just get a chelek, you get a third like the rest of us. So right, there's two other vade brothers of Shimon. So you only get a third, you get $200, not $300, you don't get 50%. You get a third, you get $200, each of us get $200. That's what they taina back. So the halacha is like this. That palga dekamaydi luhu shakli. So even the Safek is agreeing that 50% is shayach to the Bnei Shimon. So first of all, right away, you give $300 to split amongst the Bnei Shimon. So $300 goes to the Bnei Shimon. And then tilsa dekamaydi lei shaka. And then the third, that even the Bnei Shimon are agreeing to the Safek, they're agreeing to the Safek that you for sure deserve a third. They're saying you're our brother, and we each get a third. So the third that they agree to the Safek, that for sure goes to the Safek, that's going to go to the Safek. So the Safek, a third of $600 is $200. So $300 for sure goes to the Bnei Shimon, and $200 for sure goes to the Safek. So what's left? What are they actually arguing about? Pashluhu danka. They're arguing about the last $100, which a sixth of $600 is $100. They're arguing about that last $100. So being that they're arguing about that last $100, there's no raya either way. Having mamana mutu b'safik v'cholkin. It's mamana, it's mutu b'safik, and therefore they split it. So the suffix is going to get $50, in total $250. And Bnei Yavam, the Bnei Shimon, they get the other $50. So in total, they get $350. So in a way, everyone wins, everyone loses. The suffix thought he was going to to get 300, he ends up with 250. The Bnei Yavam thought they were going to end up with 400, and they end up with really 350. That's the way the halacha, that's the way they're going to end up splitting the Arusha. And then one final case, or really two final cases, says the Gemara that Safik v'Yavam b'nichsei Safik, sorry, Saba v'Yavam b'nichsei Safik, let's say the Safik, the child ends up dying young, and now the Saba, Yaakov, and the Yavam and Shimon, they're arguing about who gets the Safik Nechasim. The Yavam, Shimon, is saying that the Safik is my son. He's my son, I'm the father, so I get to Yarshin him. And the Saba is saying that, what are you talking about? He's your son. He's your nephew. He's Reuven's son. I'm the grandfather, and I'm going to be the Yerush. You're only an uncle. I'm the grandfather, you're an uncle, and I get the Yerusha. So they're arguing about it, very even machlokes, because each one is tining that the entire Yerusha goes to them. The Shimon is saying, he's my son, everything goes to me. And the Saba is saying, he's my grandson, and he's your nephew, and the whole thing goes to me. Another similar case, you have Saba v'Safik b'nichsei Yavam. You have the Yaakov and the Safik child, they're arguing about Shimon's estate, they're arguing about the Yerusha from Shimon. So again, similar type of thing. The Safik is saying that I'm a son of Shimon. This is my father who died, and therefore I get the entire Yerusha. And the grandfather is telling him that no, it's your uncle who died. You're really a son of Reuven. You're a son of Reuven. This is your uncle. I'm his father, and therefore I get the Yerusha. I guess Shimon didn't have any other sons. He's saying, I get the Yerusha. And therefore, have you mamon amutla Safik v'cholken, and therefore it's mamon amutla b'safik, and the halacha is that they split the Yerusha 50-50.